The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And the big story in America, of course, is the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed. There have been reports of him being killed before, Harley, so this is fair dinkum, is it?
Well, it is. And this time, President Trump made the announcement. He said he died like a dog. He died like a coward. He said the world is a safer place. He said he was the founder and the leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world. He also said it's bigger than bin Laden, because, as he pointed out, bin Laden, he said, became big with the World Trade Center. This is a man who built a whole, as he would put it, country. Trump referencing, of course, the Islamic State. So he says this is a huge thing. Everybody, I think, tends to agree with that. Lindsey Graham said it's time for members of both sides of the aisle, going all the way back to politics, to just take a moment from their, you know, diatribes and say to the president, good job, Mr. President, because this is obviously a good...
Can't do that, of course, can't do that. Now, I mentioned earlier, spare a thought for our friends in the U.S. state of California. Bushfires we've got. You've got wildfires.
Well, we do have a couple of them, and they're pretty big and in the wrong place. The Pacific Gas and Electric Company has shut off, or is preparing to shut off, power for about 940,000 customers in 36 counties of the state to guard against the idea that an electric spark could cause more blazes. The Kincade Fire is north of San Francisco. It's about 25,000 acres. Another one, a much smaller one, but it's in a really bad place in suburban Los Angeles, is about almost 5,000 acres. They call that one the Tick Fire. Both of those continue to burn. They've not been controlled. They got a lot of people there working on them. They say the outages, the electrical outages that are deliberate, could last for at least a couple of days until these blowtorch Santa Ana winds slow down.
Right. That's now, what I'm about to say to you. Slow. I was about to say that to you. Got winds, eh?
Oh, you know, some of the winds have hit 85 miles an hour. That's more than hurricane force.
God.
And so, and this is dry desert winds out of the desert blowing in toward the ocean, and it just fans the flames. At least these times, you know, for a while at least, while the winds are blowing, they'll be blowing in the dark because the lights are out.
Astonishing. About 180,000 people in Northern California have been put under evacuation orders. It's a lot of people, 180,000. Obese children.
Well, you know, I don't know what to feel about this. I don't think many people do. The leading group for kids doctors, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is recommending stomach surgery ought to be considered for more obese youngsters to help them lose weight. They say the stomach surgery has proven to work. It has few negative side effects, ought to be offered to more teenagers and even some preteens. They do lose lots of weight. Their self-image improves, often dramatically. But the important factor is whether or not a child is old enough to understand the lifelong changes that internal organ-altering surgery is going to mean for them.
Absolutely.
For example, they've got to take vitamins or they'll be malnourished the rest of their life. They've got to eat small meals. They can't eat the things they want to eat, like high fat and sugar content foods, or they'll just get sick because the stomach won't handle it. And even after the surgery, a lot of the kids wind up with body mass indexes right around 30, which is still overweight. It's not obese, but... you know, it's still in the problem area, so I'm, you know, some of us are not so sure that recommending surgery right away is such a great idea.
I agree. Well said, Harley. Well said. All right, my friend, talk to you tomorrow.